Bonjour and a great big warm welcome to the Good Life France podcast. I'm your host, Janine Marsh. I'm a Brit, born in London, but I now live in Pas-de-Calais in the far north of France, where I write books about life in France. I'm a maid to four dogs, eight cats, ducks, chickens and geese, and I'm the editor of the Good Life France magazine and website. In between being a maid to my animals, writing and travelling around France, I just love to chat to you on this podcast alongside my podcast partner, Olivier Geoffrey.
Bonjour, salut, salutations, coucou. Yes, they all mean hello in French, pretty much. I'm Olivier, you can call me Oli, it's easier, and I am French, but I think I sound almost British after having lived in the UK for 20 years, no?
No, not really, Oli. No, not at all. I don't honestly think anyone listening might be thinking, ooh, I wonder which part of the UK Oli comes from. Maybe London? No, that is not happening.
Really? You don't think? Well, I will soon be sounding more French than you again anyway, because I'm going to be living in a lovely Lyon in the far south, a city which has more than 4,300 restaurants, and I am looking forward to trying them all.
All of them?
Yes, why not? It might take me a while, but you know, we French love to eat. So this is my plan, one restaurant per week times 4,300 equals 82 years. So I'll be about 130 years old once I've tried them all. That's realistic, I think. Not. But now, Janine, tell us, what is our topic for the podcast today?
Well, as you say, the French love to eat. And that is going to feature in today's episode because our topic today is French stereotypes. We're going to take a look at some of the beliefs that foreigners have about the French. Now, some are inspired by my nan. Well, one is inspired by my nan. And some are commonly held beliefs. And we're going to decide whether they are true or false.
This should be very interesting indeed. Here we go with French stereotypes. The Good Life France podcast. Everything you want to know about France and more. With Janine Marsh and Olivier Geoffrey.
So we're going to take a light-hearted look at stereotypes about the French and see how they hold up. France is the land of wine, cheese, and apparently people who say, ooh la la, every 5 minutes. So let's separate the fact from the fiction and have some fun along the way.
Oh la la!
You couldn't resist it, could you?
No.
Okay, let's kick off with berets, baguettes and beyond. Are we going to confirm or debunk those French stereotypes? Now, if pop culture and Emily in Paris are anything to go by, every French person owns a striped shirt, a beret, and walks around with a baguette under their arm. When last time I was in Paris, I must have missed the mandatory beret shop. But seriously, while berets are a traditional French accessory, they're not actually a daily fashion staple for most French folks. Oli, do you wear a beret?
Only in Paris. No, I don't wear a beret at all. Some people do wear them, though. You do see old timers wearing them at the bar, sipping a pastis, another stereotype, but it is true, especially in the south of France. And in the Basque country, berets are quite traditional still, but no, it's not something you see every day in most of France. So that's false.
It's false, yes. And the baguette? Well, I think that part is true. The French do love their bread, and quite right, French bread is the best in the world, and a baguette does fit nicely under the arm. I'm going to say that this is true.
Yes, me too. We learn to love baguettes from a young age. Parents give the crunchy end to teething babies. We eat baguettes at breakfast, lunch and dinner, all day long, really. And if you listen to our last episode, which was all about French bread and baguettes, you'll know it's true that we are besotted with baguettes in France and consider a good baker to be an artist. It is definitely true.
What about the striped shirt then?
It's called a marinière in France, and the striped cotton shirt was traditionally worn by sailors. Coco Chanel made it a French couture item when she introduced it into a collection in 1917, and it's been a firm favourite ever since.
Yes, it's true. Pretty much everyone seems to have one here in France. You can wear the striped top of jeans, tailored trousers, you can accessorise it with a scarf. It's simple, but it's sophisticated.
So we're going with true for that one.
I like this.
Yeah,
okay.
I love it.
Next, the age-old stereotype, the French are rude. Well, what is true is that plenty of people think that the French are generally rude and arrogant. Oli, what do you think?
Of course, I think it's not true. I don't even know why people think this.
Well, I think it partly comes from the idea that waiters in Paris can be a bit surly at times, maybe.
Well, that's Paris. That's not France. Paris is like a different country in itself.
This is true. Have you ever seen a film called European Vacation? It's quite old, 1985, I think it is. And it's about an American family who visit Europe for their holiday. And in France, they come across a Parisian waiter who insults them and offers them dishwater to drink.
No, I've never heard of that, but I did read about a waiter in Canada who got fired from a restaurant because his bosses said he was aggressive and argumentative and a bit of a bully to his colleagues. But he said that he was not at all rude. He was only guilty of being French, that man.
I am guilty of being French. I actually remember that. It was a few years ago. And he appealed against being fired because he said that being French, he was in fact just more direct and honest than his colleagues and that they mistook this for rudeness. Now, apparently his bosses said he was a really good employee. He was very professional. He was great with customers. They loved him, but he was a little bit brusque with his colleagues. Apparently left one of them in tears. The appeal committee granted him the chance to present his case against being fired and provide evidence about what exactly the stereotype is with respect to people from France. I'm sorry, I don't know what the outcome was, but it does show that clearly a lot of people believe that French people are rude.
What do you think, Janine?
Well, I can't speak for every French person because there are about 67 million people in France, and logically there must be some really, really rude ones in amongst that lot. But after 20 years of having a home here, I've never seen a shred of evidence to support the common belief that the French are generally rude and arrogant. I think it's absolute nonsense, in fact. If anything, they're the politest race I know, and I've been to more than 15 countries. In France, everyone says bonjour when they enter a shop. That is just so polite and respectful. When I go back to London to visit my family, I always say hello now when I walk into shops. Sometimes people say hello back, but mostly they just look at me because it's just not that normal in London. But while there are some cultural differences that may seem a little off to other nationalities, such as, you know, in the UK, we're taught from quite a young age that it's important to be polite and smile at strangers. And this is just not so important in France. I think the French, they smile pretty much only when they really mean it. Unless, you know, meeting a stranger isn't necessarily a good reason to smile. So if you come across a French person, you don't know them, and you wonder why they don't smile back at you, you shouldn't really think they're being rude. It's just the way it is. There's a great scene in Emily in Paris where her boss, the fabulous Sylvie, says to Emily, "Stop smiling. People would think you're stupid."
I remember that, yeah. That is true about the smiling. In fact, if you smile too much at strangers, they may think you're odd, though. Not necessarily stupid, but odd. And you shouldn't smile too much in meetings or job interviews either. They might think you are trying too hard or trying to hide something, and they get a bit suspicious. It's not that we French don't smile, though. We just think there needs to be a reason to smile.
That's true. The French may not seem as outgoing as some other nationalities, but that's more about cultural differences. French value privacy and politeness in public interactions, so they may come off as a bit cold compared to the more overtly friendly cultures. But honestly, if you try to speak a bit of French, get to know the customs, like saying bonjour, madame, or bonjour, monsieur, when you enter a shop, you'll definitely find warmth and friendliness are reciprocated. And I also think that so many people go to Paris, but not to the rest of France. So they base their finding on Paris, which, as you say, is not France.
And I think we both 100% agree, dubbing the French rude as a race is totally false. Vive la différence.
Oh la la, do the French say this every 5 minutes? Well, maybe not that much, but in my experience, they do say it quite a bit, but not quite in the way that some imagine them to. The syllables are not long and drawn out, like, oh la la, and the tone is not over the top, like I just did. So while the stereotype has it that the French say, ooh la la, when faced with some sort of naughtiness, nudity, for instance. In fact, it's much more likely to be used to express surprise, anything from admiration to dismay. Ollie, would you like to demonstrate? So
yes,
you see
please.
A perfectly cooked baguette that I have made. And since I have never made one before, and my friends call me flop chef, not top chef, and it looks rather delicious, how would you, oh la la, to express your surprised admiration for my baguette?
So I think I would say this way. Oh la la!
Never going to hear it though, am I? Let's face it, not for my baguette. Now, you see, a soggy baguette, badly cooked by a top French chef after you've been salivating over the experience about eating this masterpiece. And compared to the baguette that I have just cooked, it's rather shocking. How would you, oh la la?
Let me try. Oh la la! Oh la 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 la!
You're going to have everyone thinking being dramatic is a French thing next. But do French people actually say it every other sentence? No, it's more of a sort of versatile exclamation rather than a conversational crutch. So do we say oh la la every 5 minutes, true or false or in between?
You said oui. I like that. I think it's a bit of both, maybe. What about the French stereotype that all French people are intellectuals?
Really? I never heard that one. Dismissed.
Okay, French people are all great cooks.
You're not supposed to press the buzzer until we agree.
But we all know it's true.
We need proof.
Well, we are not born with a toque, what we call a chef's hat on our heads, but French people do love to cook. We are not all out winning and dining every night. Home cooking is normal. In fact, according to statistics by a French cookery site, reported that 78% of the French cook every day.
Yeah, I think that's true. We're definitely not out wining and dining every night. And in that case, I am almost certainly French because I cook pretty much every day. And in my experience, French people love to cook. They talk about what they're going to eat. They plan what they're going to cook. They share it with everyone when they buy great ingredients. They talk about the best markets. They share recipes and they love to have a meal together.
And I think that the French generally have a deep appreciation for good food and the tradition of sharing meals, which, let's be honest, is pretty fantastic.
Yeah, I agree. France is the nation that invented the restaurant, haute cuisine, cordon bleu, the picnic, baguettes and crème brûlée. The French certainly live to eat, not eat to live.
And in France, great chefs achieve legendary status like Hollywood film superstars.
And it doesn't matter if you're not a great chef with a Michelin star. All chefs, whatever level, take the profession completely seriously. And though there is quite a divide between haute cuisine and home cooking, it doesn't matter. It's a shared quest for perfection.
And the great American cook Julia Child once said, in France, cooking is a serious art form and a national sport.
She was absolutely right. I don't think I have a single French friend who doesn't love to cook. On the whole, yeah, French people are good cooks.
It is true.
Right. I think I'm just going to get this one over with. When I was a kid, my nan, my grandma, told me that all French men ride bikes with strings of onions around their necks.
What? I never heard that one before, ever. I never saw a French man with onion around his neck either. Why would anyone think that this might be a thing? I'm flummoxed.
My nan was pretty old and I was just a little kid when she told me this. And I think her mum told her this too. But it came from the fact that in the early 1900s in the UK, it actually was a thing. Seriously, Onion Johnny was what British people called French onion sellers who used to come over from Brittany and cycle around the streets of Britain with strings of onions tied to their bikes and around their necks. I've seen a photo. And they would knock at doors and sell their onions. And they used to wear berets at a jaunty angle and they wore striped shirts and they smoked Gauloise cigarettes and their bikes were just covered in these plaited strings of onions. Each one of them weighed between 1 and 2 kilos. So they were actually, you know, it's quite a strong job you had to do there. The French onion sellers were actually a familiar sight on the streets of Britain and they worked in the Channel ports and as far north as the Orkneys and the Shetlands in Scotland. At its peak, there were around 1,500 or so Onion Johnnies. All of them came from one tiny area around the Breton port of Roscoff. Is it even a museum dedicated to them in Roscoff?
No.
A It's true. It's completely true.
Well, that might have happened years ago, but it's definitely false now. So I'm pressing the buzzer on that one. Voilà.
Okay. How about French people smoke all the time? That stereotype.
Oh, it's not true. I hope.
Well, statistics are that around 25% of French adults smoke regularly. That's 15% more than Americans and 12% more than Brits. So it's high, that number, but the number of smokers is actually declining. So it's false. French people don't smoke all the time.
Good.
Let's go for something that I was asked recently. Is it true that all Frenchmen are romantic?
Yes, absolutely, Janine. Ah, l'amour. It is true. The French have a reputation for being romantic and seductive.
It's the accent and it's also the language, isn't it? I say, I love you. You say,
je t'aime.
Je t'aime. It's completely different, isn't it? So I asked my French girlfriends about this stereotype, what they think, and they laughed. Sorry, Ollie, but they did. But France is the land of love and romance. The stereotype that French is the language of love might be subjective, but it's hard to deny the romantic allure of a sunset by the Seine or a stroll through the lavender fields of Provence. So I'm going to say it's false. It's no different in France than anywhere else in terms of romance. Although I do think that French men are generally quite flirtatious and that the language is really romantic. I do remember meeting a French journalist and he emailed me later and he signed off, je t'embrasse. And I thought, oh, blimey. But then I found out that actually this is quite normal to sign off emails between friends and he wasn't being romantic, but it felt like he was to me. He was just being flirtatious and French. So I'm going to say false, Ollie.
No, I disagree.
We have to agree to disagree.
How about all French people are all wine experts now?
I think that will be right, personally. Yes, I think it's right.
We French treat wine with respect, indeed. We don't just fill a glass to the top and glug. The wine is poured and so that there's enough room for it to breathe. Then it is swirled in the glass to release the vapor. All the better to sniff it. We may observe it in a glass, comment on the color, the aroma, and the legs, the traces of wine that stick to the side of the glass when you swirl, an indication of its body. So yes, we do love wine.
I agree. I think for me, the biggest indication that the French are all wine experts is the whole, you know, like the tradition of pairing wine with food. So when I grew up, wine wasn't really a big thing in the UK, really, at least not for ordinary people like us. So I remember wines being called Blue Nun and Black Tower, and we knew nothing about them except they were white. And then there was Matthias Rosé, which was pink. We didn't really think about the grape. We didn't think about whether the wine was Pinot Noir or Pinot Gris. We didn't think about whether it was dry or very dry or whether it went with roast dinner or Christmas pudding. It was just white, pink or red wine. That was it. But in France, for as long as anyone can remember and far, far back beyond then, it's long been a tradition to teach a healthy respect and understanding of wine, even with kids. Though you might be surprised to learn it was only in 1956, that the French government banned the serving of wine in school canteens.
So that's a sign, right? We all agree all French people are wine experts.
Yeah, I'm in on that one.
Perfect.
Okay, so how about this one? All French women are chic.
Well, Coco Chanel once said, la mode se démode, le style jamais, which means fashion fades, style remains.
Well, not everyone in France is Coco Chanel. And I have to say that I don't agree. I think it simply isn't true that all French women are chic. It's just not that simple. In Paris, maybe, yes. But where I live, in a rural village of farmers in northern France, I don't think I've ever seen anyone wear a pair of high heels in the 20 years I've been here. That said, there is a difference in some ways that all French women treat fashion. So lingerie, for instance, French women love good lingerie. Nearly every town has a good lingerie shop, doesn't matter how small it is. And there's always an assistant who can size you up with one glance. And if you wear good lingerie, it makes you feel good. And if you feel good, it helps you look good. So it's true that most of my French friends do believe you should have a couple of very well-made staples in your wardrobe, like jeans, jacket and shirt, for instance. And everyone here seems to have a huge selection of scarves to accessorize their outfits with.
Yes, we do love our scarves.
Honestly, I don't think I've ever seen anything like it. Every one of my friends has a whole drawer full of scarves, male and female. So, while I'm saying that all French women are not chic, they do have chic rules for dressing. So, good staples, scarves, good lingerie. It's a bit of an in-between one for me. What do you think, Ollie?
Yes, but I don't have a jingle for that. I'm afraid. Okay, next. Some people say we all eat frog legs.
It's just not true. I've only ever seen them on sale twice in France. So once I was in the supermarket, Lidl's, they actually had a bag of frog's legs in the frozen section. And once I looked at the menu in the window of a Chinese restaurant and they had crispy fried frog's legs on the menu.
Yes, you'd have to be hopping mad to think we eat frogs' legs all the time.
Oh dear, that's so bad. I'm just going to ignore
Oh,
it
it's a good
and
one.
move so
I like it.
swiftly on. There is a stereotype that all French people are always on strike or that they're always on holiday. Now, this is an exaggeration, but there is a kernel of truth here. The French do value their leisure time and they are not afraid to protest for workers' rights. I don't think it's about working less, it's about living more.
Maybe not always on strike or on holiday, but it is true that work-life balance is something we French fiercely protect. So after maybe, in between again?
Yeah, in between, no jingle for that. So there we have it, a tour through the charming, amusing, sometimes misunderstood world of French stereotypes. From fashion faux pas to culinary expectations, it's quite clear that while some stereotypes have a basis in truth, others are just nonsense.
We hope you enjoy this humorous jaunt through cultural cliches. And now it's time for a reader's question. Got a question about France? Well, ask the experts. We reply to you in each episode. And we do it for free.
In every episode of this podcast, we answer one of your questions, and we don't mind what you ask us. So, Ollie, it's your turn to choose a question, actually.
Well, Janine, we've had a question in from Philip Tracy, who is an American who lives in Burgundy in France. And he has asked us, is it true that it is a law that if you have frogs in your pond, you are responsible for keeping them quiet? My neighbor told me this, and I have a lot of frogs in my pond, and at certain points of the year, they're quite loud. So, Janine, is it true or false? If you have a frog in your pond, you have to teach him to be quiet and respect the law?
I'd really like to see that, wouldn't you? Lining your frogs up and coaching them to
Yes.
be quiet. But actually, funny enough, it's true. In France, according to an old law, if your frogs make too much noise, the neighbours can complain, and theoretically, you may be told to get rid of the pond and the frogs.
But it's also true that frogs are a protected species in France, and you can be fined if you damage them or their environment.
So, yes, it is a French law to get rid of noisy frogs if someone complains, but it's also the law that you can't get rid of frogs in France. That is just so French.
And the first law makes frogs an hoppy. The second one makes them hoppy.
Oh, dear. I'm ignoring again. I'm ignoring that. I'm so ignoring it. Thank you so much for that question, Philip. I think if you also have a question for us, feel free to send it to janine@thegoodlifefrance.com or via our podcast newsletter.
This is the Good Life France podcast. Oh là là, le podcast The Good Life France.
Thank you. A huge merci beaucoup to everyone for listening to our podcast from all around the world. And an enormous thank you for sharing the podcast with your friends and family. We are truly grateful when you do that.
We are. You've been listening to Janine Marsh and me, Olivier Geoffrey. You can find me at parischanson.fr.
And you can find me and heaps of information about France, where to visit, culture, history, recipes, everything France, at thegoodlifefrance.com, where you can also subscribe to the podcast, my weekly newsletter about France, and our totally brilliant, totally free magazine, which you can read at magazine.thegoodlifefrance.com. But for now, it's au revoir from me.
And goodbye from me.
Speak to you soon.
The Good Life France podcast. Available on all podcast platforms, on thegoodlifefrance.com and on parischanson.fr. the most beautiful French songs of the 40s, 50s and 60s, only on Paris Chanson. Available on your mobile, smart TV, computer and smart speaker 24/7. Visit parischanson.fr to find out more. That's parischanson.fr.